a promise was made to Abraham and to his descendants that ran from Abraham down through David and then down through Saint Joseph to fulfill the heart of the promise, which was that your kingdom shall endure forever, and that one of your own ancestors I will raise up and make his kingdom firm. St. Paul says that that promise that God made was not made through the law, but rather it was made through and to be received by faith. And Paul, throughout many of his letters, he's really adamant that we not forget that this whole work of God is just utterly, entirely a sheer gift from God's grace. And so he says one of the big reasons that the promise, the obtaining of the promise, comes from faith and not from observance of the law is that if it were simply by way of observance of the law, we would forget that it's a gift and we would think that we've earned it. And so often, especially in his letter to the Romans, Paul says it comes through faith. It's not obtained by your works performing the law, because if it were that, then it's no longer a gift. But he also says it depends on faith as well, so that the promise can be guaranteed to every one of Abraham's descendants. And what Paul means is that if anyone thinks that they can uphold the law anyway, that they're wrong. No one can perfectly fulfill the law. And if the promise was dependent on the law, most of us would totally miss out on it. In fact, all of us would miss out on it, because there's not one of us that can perfectly fulfill the law. So Paul is making that point. It's all about our response in faith to a gift offered to us. And we see that in each of these three great figures in the readings today, Abraham and David and Joseph, each one of them was called to step out in faith by the Lord. And faith is what obtained the gift for them and then let it be handed on beyond them. So faith was needed for each of them, but the particular circumstances of faith were different. Out of these three, Abraham was the only one that the Lord had called out of his native land to go to a different land and to never go back home. That was the specific way, one of the specific ways that the Lord asked Abraham to demonstrate his faith. There were lots of them, especially thinking about Abraham taking Isaac up Mount Moriah to sacrifice him. But those were particulars for Abraham. David had his own particular ways that God said to him, step out in faith. And for Joseph had his own particular way that faith was meant to become visible and real. And that's what we hear in the gospel today. For Joseph it was, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, because God is doing something here through the Holy Spirit. And he did. And this is the beautiful, like, core thing about Joseph that we love and we honor, is his faith. So much more that we can pray about in that litany of Saint Joseph that's all true, but the faith of Joseph is what is at the core of it all. For us, we have to respond in faith as well, but what God is asking of you to demonstrate that faith is different than what he's asking for me. And so faith, the need for faith is universal, but what it looks like is very particular to each of our lives. So we want to ask Joseph to pray for us today. I love this feast for personal reasons, because Joseph is my middle name, but he was the patron that I took for confirmation, and love just my own connection with him. But universally, the prominence of Joseph in our own days has kind of been bumped back up again, from the addition of his name into every Mass in the Missal to some of the other beautiful things that have happened. But the Lord is doing something in these days, reminding us of how important St. Joseph is. And today we have this great chance to celebrate him. And on the solemnity that falls during Lent, you have a day off from your fasting, from the things that you've chosen to give up. This is a day when the church says we want to rejoice and celebrate St. Joseph. And so I'm glad I get to be here today. Father Brillis has Mass and Confessions at sunrise. Father Evan is up at the seminary with students from Spalding. And so I get to be here with you as we call on the intercession of our great patron, and especially ask St. Joseph to intercede for us, that we, however God is asking us to step out in faith, that we would be given just a really abundant outpouring of that gift of faith to step out today, that we in our own life might obtain a share in the promise that he made to Abraham, to David, to Joseph, and to us.